Alright, man, ready to talk some shit.
As always, my G.
Who knew that we had freaks in the group like that?
Yo!
Y'all are fucking wildin', man.
Samuel, what's up, bro?
I was like, yo, you probably jerk off every time you touch your phone, huh? Because look, he had this chick on his wallpaper.
Yeah.
And she's naked and shit.
Yeah.
That's a fine ass chick, though.
Yeah.
God. Don't say too much on that now, sir. Come on now.
No, but like, it was one of those. Like, I was hit with one of those. That was today, right? I think that was today. I was hit with one of those. I was like, you know, I'm really a cool wife. Because I can see all of this craziness going on in the group. And I'm just like, yeah, you are. Thank you very much. And then she was just like, men are so weird. Men are so whatever. Men are so sexual. It's like, yes, we are.
We are.
It's actually, one of
gets
those
to
things,
see
man.
You in your element a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those.
Do you sometimes forget that your wife is in the group?
No. Never. No, not in a bad way. But like, listen, it's like I have chicks that I follow on Instagram. Like, these are Instagram models with big booties and all of that shit. Mm. And I'm like, this is my wife. And I take screenshots and I send to my wife and like, look at this. So fine.
Yeah.
When are we going to Atlanta, Georgia? So she doesn't want us to go to Atlanta, Georgia because
so
Atlanta got what? Women with fat asses. Bro.
So when does she do the same to you? Send you pictures of guys with abs and shit?
No, she actually doesn't like it. Anyway, it wasn't her thing until I started working out like crazy and all of that. But
what the fuck are you trying to
no,
say?
No, but
about
like
yourself?
What I'm saying is, listen.
You listen, trying to slip a little compliment for yourself.
No, the fuck but out of listen, here, what I'm saying is, it's just like,
she didn't
I
like
knew
buff
guys for a fact
until I became buff.
She had a crush on Will Smith.
Yeah.
She had a crush on. Not
I
had,
think there'll be a pattern here of the type of guy.
Will Smith, Chris Brown, J-Rocks.
Okay. They are all artists, so she likes creatives. They're kind of light-skinned, almost, a little bit.
Yeah.
So she likes them a little, with a little milk in the coffee, a little bit. A
little bit,
yeah,
I think.
A little Cremora in there.
But she also likes, there's a guy who was on, what's the name of that show? I forget the name of the show. It was a Tyler Perry show. Comedy show. There was a dark-skinned dude who was in there, and she liked him, too. You know what I mean? Because I used to clown her for liking light-skinned niggas. Oh. And obviously, there's this whole, you know, dark-skinned, light-skinned niggas, light-skinned niggas.
You've only perpetrated that, like, 100 times, like, 1,000 times on this podcast.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's one of those things, you know? But, like, there's a time we actually got into a deep conversation, like, almost argument type thing.
Was it because you were kind of jealous?
It was a colorism type thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I wasn't jealous. It was just one of those things. It's like I joked as a normal dark skinned man about those things all the time. Most of the celebrities that she kind of liked were light skinned, and I was always clowning that shit, you know. But after watching, there was an episode of, what is it? About colorism. What's the name of the show?
Blackish.
About colorism.
I don't even know how I knew that's the show you're talking about.
So there was an episode about that. So we had to go into the shit and whatever. So it was just one of those things where, you know, the conversation got really deep. And I was like, okay, maybe I should refrain from making, you know, these jokes about light-skinned people and whatever, you know. Because I'm not making fun of them in terms of you are less of a black person. It's just like a thing that's been going on for the longest time. Even light-skinned, it's like Joe Budden cracks jokes about it. It's like, oh, I can fight for a light-skinned nigga. you know what I mean? Like, they crack jokes on themselves.
So what was the conversation? Was it that one side came through with the, this comes from a real place where black people
she thought,
by the colors.
No. She thought I actually did not like light-skinned people.
You know
what I mean? Like, she thought, like, it was real, like, I don't like you. You know? But, like, it was one of those things. It's like, I was just participating in something that I already found going. You know? And then, obviously, the Blackish episode brought out the most serious side of it. You know, how Nankani, what's his name? Makes fun of his son because he's very light-skinned. You know, and then they've got kids who are darker skin tone and whatever. You know, so it's different.
Yeah.
So this whole back and forth and whatever, in terms of us as black people, we can make fun of it. We can clown it. It's like, oh, light-skinned niggas.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess it's a sensitive topic for some people. Because when you really think of this whole black, like dark black and lighter black thing, it's all about that house nigger thing and field nigger thing where, you know, master rapes slave, slave gives birth to a lighter shade of black. And because, I don't know, for some reason, I guess the slave masters, for some reason, thought, oh, this is an opportunity to divide these people even more. So I'll take this lighter shade into the house. And you are the only one who's allowed to get in there.
Yeah.
And then as a result, the guys in the field start resenting you because you kind of have it easier than they do. They're out in the sun.
Yes, and you're in
the house sweeping the floors and washing the dishes, which is a lesser, I guess, form of slavery.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And then I guess it's gone on from there. And now it's different. It's just like, I guess we all know lighter skinned people seem to be more appealing, maybe. They seem to get more attention.
Yes, they do.
If we're going to have a real conversation.
That's not even a thing. That's actually fact.
Yeah.
It's... You know, like how we say white privilege? We had a conversation. Rip Tori Jones. You know what I mean? We had a conversation with her.
We did. And she actually comes to mind a lot when it comes to this conversation.
And
one thing that I noticed in our industry even is I've been in the industry for a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So certain doors just don't open easily. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But here comes someone who has never done this radio thing before. And she doesn't know anybody.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all these doors are just like opening and whatever. Like all these people are getting all this interest is just piling up. And I won't say that it all goes down to the color of what her skin was. I mean, part of it, most of it is, I feel like, but again, she was an outgoing person, very friendly, you know, and she knew how to handle different situations and stuff like that. But I know dark-skinned people who have the same kind of attitude and doors
don't open
the way they would open for her.
No, that's fact.
You know what I mean? Sometimes we get to an event, nobody knows who we are because we would be together most times. It's like, oh, yo, what are you? Yeah, she'd be like, oh, we're supposed to be in VIP.
Yeah.
Don't even ask what you guys' names are. Oh, yeah, just open the doors and there we are. Yeah. Oh, what are you guys going to have? Oh, give us a bottle. Shit comes through, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it'll be a situation where somebody recognizes me and then like, oh, yeah, this is my co-host. Like, we do, oh, yeah, yeah, this is you guys. Then her circle now starts expanding and stuff, and that's pretty much how shit would go sometimes. But not most times.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It's a real thing. Let's be honest with each other. It's a real thing. And I know someone's like, I think you know him too, Michael Eric Dyson. Yeah. He's a professor. He's an author. He's a very well-spoken person. He's a poet. He's a lot of things. Mm. You know what I mean? Intellectual individual. If you're trying to talk to the black mind and all of that, he's an American man.
Yeah.
Very light-skinned.
Yes.
His brother, on the other hand.
Very dark-skinned.
Very dark-skinned.
Mm-hmm.
His brother is serving life. And he actually spoke about this. And he said, it's like, look, I would walk into a store with my brother, blood brother, who's more dark-skinned than I am, and he would get treated differently than I did. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So, like, these things, it's, we speak about them, and sometimes it seems like, oh, we're clowning or and whatever. But, like, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's true.
What do you think of white Jesus and its effect on black people?
In terms of what, though? Like,
Jesus is portrayed as a white person.
Which is not.
Yeah.
At all.
So, when Jesus is, or even God himself, or the angels, the beings that are considered as the purest.
Yeah.
You know, like living beings around the celestial places. You know what I mean? Like, don't you think that kind of has an effect, excuse me, on the minds of people and the perception of a certain race when they see that this particular race is associated with the highest being? Ever.
No.
Do you think that affects people's minds?
I think it does. And it's more so subconsciously than consciously. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that you don't even think about. Because, again, I would say, I've always said that if you were going to go with Jews or what Jews are supposed to look like, the not the ones that went to the States and went back.
The original Jews.
The original Jews. They have an olive skin.
Which is black skin.
Which is black skin. You know what I mean? To a certain extent. It's like it's very dark skin tone. Mm-hmm. And they don't have long straight hair. They don't.
Snappy.
No Jews have long straight hair. No Jews. And when I say Jews, I mean born and raised in Israel,
mm-hmm.
right?
Before it was mixed before, with anything else.
Before it was mixed with anything else. So, like, they don't have long, blonde, straight hair.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in the Middle East has long, blonde, straight hair. Nobody is blue-eyed. It's a fucking no-brainer. Hollywood painted a certain picture of what Jesus looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And what he looked like.
Yeah.
And you know, like, even Trevor Noah said this, like, oh, wait until you see Jesus. That joke, I swear to you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a real thing. It's like, wait until you see Jesus. Because you don't know what he's going to look like. Because in your head, he's blue-eyed, he's white, he's got long straight hair. Which Jew is blue-eyed, black? Unless you've been mixed with something, maybe most of you is Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were born and raised in Israel, we see them. They've got black hair. It's curly.
Yeah.
You know.
Look, the other day, we were hanging out like with the guys at the office. It wasn't the other day. It was probably like last week or whatever. And It was a weird thing that happened, right? Like, there was this thing that the ladies were doing where they were going through Tinder and, you know, checking out people's profiles and, you know, like, oh, like, what are people on Tinder doing to try and get more people to like them or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. That was kind of like a social experiment, and we're all looking at that shit, laughing. I'm like, oh, yeah, that one's cool. Oh, that one's trying too hard, right? And then this was a woman's Tinder, by the way. So she's going through guys' profiles and shit. It was actually one profile of a guy who's like 27 and his name was Cunt Lover.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Just letting it, you know.
Yeah. At least I'm honest.
You know what you're at getting least into when you swipe right, bitch.
Yeah.
Right? So one profile comes up and it's a white guy with long hair. Mind you, we're kind of all getting tipsy in this situation, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, so she goes, oh, look at him. He looks like Jesus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean he looks like Jesus? So, my mind is just, you know how my mind works.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait, what do you mean he looks like Jesus? Have you seen what Jesus looks like? Then that opens the conversation of, oh, wow, like we've been indoctrinated into this thing where like that image that keeps on flashing on our screens or whatever, it's just a guy. He could probably be in California smoking weed right now, bro.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he could just be a guy with long hair.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, remember there was that story of, I don't know if it was like Uganda or Kenya, where there was a guy who... They had like, there was a church conference. It was like, oh, Jesus is here.
Yes.
And then they got him on the stage and shit. And he's just a guy. Just a normal long dude hair. In like a robe and shit.
Yeah.
And niggas are taking pictures with him like, yo, he met Jesus today. Just because he's got a beard, long hair, and he's wearing a white robe with sandals. That's Jesus.
Now, and that's the thing.
Now, that takes you back. Now, that takes me back to the everyday interaction or like your thoughts whenever you see a white person as a black person. Mm-hmm. When what's been presented to you is Jesus is white, or God is white, the angels are white. So that, I feel like that's where the inferiority complex comes from. You know what I mean? Because like you're like, oh, this race is associated with the highest beings in the heavens and shit. Mm. So then that kind of, that's why sometimes I wonder, like, why is it like, yo, like when a white person walks into a room and it's a bunch of black people, like it doesn't matter whether Fanatic is giving you the most amazing fucking idea. If this white guy shoots it down, it's over for that idea. Nobody cares. It's like, we're listening to that guy.
Yeah.
There's literally black businesses that just have like a white face that are super successful just because they use that gimmick.
Yeah. We've talked about this before. I could go get a bump from, you know, from the United States and just be like, bro, all you have to do is show up with me at meetings.
Yeah.
You're Mr. Thompson.
That's it.
You're my business partner.
You don't even have to talk.
You could just be like, yeah, that's the you boss. Could walk into any office.
Yeah.
The MD, let me say the MD at MTN, right? MTN or
hypothetical.
Airtel, hypothetical, right? My assumption is they have a PA. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, soon as that PA sees you with the white person, they don't even see you. They probably see the white person first.
They see through you.
Yeah, they see through you. And then he talks. It's like, oh, can we have a meeting with the manager? My name is Mr. Thompson. I'm from this and this and this company.
Yeah.
The company is in your name. Everything is in your name. You're just like, yo, you're a bum. I'm letting you crash on the couch in my house. But like, let's go. In her head, because he's white, he's important.
Yeah, basically.
I don't know if I've said this before, but like, there was a time, this is back in the day even, I was at the post office. Post office. Right here. Biggest post office in the country and shit. Mm. And then I was trying to get something. And then there was a white man in front of me.
Mm.
And then he said, I've been waiting for my delivery for a long time. Why is it not here? He was upset.
Mm.
Right? So it's like, no, it should be here. All of those different things. Like, no, the people, like, I don't know what the chick told them and whatever. But like, I remember her saying, no, you can leave, sir. Just tell your driver to come back.
Oh, my God. I ain't got a driver.
And then, listen, his words were, I don't have a driver. I'm a poor man. This white dude said that because he's pissed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't have a driver. I'm a poor man.
Did you believe him when he said that?
At that particular point, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? He could have landed in the country 2 days ago, bro.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just like, okay. My brother, my cousin was like, okay, come to Zambia. The opportunity is in Zambia. He could have landed 2 days ago. And it's like,
it's probably the bum of the family, yeah, bro.
So like, how are you assuming?
Yeah.
Just because he's white, she was like, send your driver.
Probably came there in a bus.
And I'm like,
you know what I mean?
So it's like, and please keep in mind, for you to even be like, I need to get a driver. Number one, you need to be able to have a car for yourself. Mm. You need to be able to have a car for your wife. Mm. And then that's not enough. Because then the kids need to be picked up, whatever needs to be done, all of these different things need to be done. And then you have the type of money to be like, I will pay someone a monthly wage of, let's say, above 1,500 kwacha. Just monthly.
Just drive around.
Just to drive around and pick facts. Up random shit.
Look, you have to be rich to do
You have to be rich to do that. And then in her head, because he was white, because of the color of his skin, he has a driver.
Yeah. I know a guy who was, I think he was a billionaire before they rebased the currency, right? Well, now he's a millionaire, but, you know, still, he's shitloads of money, right? He had a driver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
One driver, not like a bunch of them. You know what I mean? Yeah. One driver. You know what I mean? And so it makes sense for him to have that, because, you know, when your kids want to go to see a movie, they, you know, he drops them off, runs errands and whatever. And you have to have the kind of disposable income to have somebody like that. Yes. And so that lady looked at this guy and went, this guy probably somebody important and I don't want to piss him off. So let me offer him a solution that, so I don't want to waste his time. You know what I mean? And this is a government institution.
Yeah.
We all know how we get treated when we walk into government buildings, exactly.
Bro. Yeah.
we're like those, you're like a chick that a guy was probably chasing for a while. He hit it and you ain't that fly anymore. You know?
Not anymore.
Get the fuck out of here. It's crazy. You know what I mean? So it's like, this shit is fucking real. And I know we took like, something from, you know, we picked up something from whatever we're talking about and blew it into this. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the beauty of the podcast, but that's a real conversation. And I like to talk about this type of things with some of the people that are open-minded so that when they recognize these things, they know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what the world is. It's designed the way it is for a certain race to be dominant.
Yeah.
And they don't even have to try for people of another race to look at them the way they are. It's like the work has already been done. Think about it. Like, we don't control our own curriculum in schools. So you won't really learn the real history of what the fuck went down in Zambia. Like, it was some dark shit that happened when we got colonized. You know what I mean? Like, for a whole people to accept, like, oh, we're just going to leave this country to be run by a minority. Because, let's be honest, it's a minority. These are people who are coming from a small little island somewhere. And they dominating the world.
Yeah.
They came here and it was just like, it's just mind games that they played. And that was that. Like, they took over. Like, you know about the human zoos and shit, right? Mm. Because they had to go and justify what they were doing.
Yeah.
So they'll get niggas in a village and be like, yo, yeah, I'm taking you over to, like, you know, country, whatever. You're going to have great opportunities. Take you there. And then you're just like in an enclosure with little huts that kind of resemble where you come from, and you have to just like, oh, just live. And then if we ask you to do culture or dances, do it, because it's like, oh, it's an exhibition. You're just showing people your culture and whatever, and people will go there like in the millions. So it was like a two-way thing. They're making money from the human zoos, but also they're turning a mindset while they're doing that.
Yeah.
So if you're a white person, right, and you're like, why are we colonizing people or whatever? Let them whatever, live their lives or whatever, right? And then when you go to this human zoo and then you see like, oh, like, look at these guys. Like, they don't know what a car is. Like, they don't know how to cook on like a proper like little cooker or whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they don't wash their clothes. They don't even have clothes, right? So it's like, oh, so it makes sense for us to colonize them so that we can basically civilize them. Like, let's turn them in from savages into actual humans.
Like, air quotes proper. In terms of like civilize them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because that was like, the word that was used.
Like, it's basically me running into a nigga's crib or whatever, someone else's house, breaking down the fucking door and asking them, I'm telling them, it's like, oh, yo, I live my life like this. You're going to, now you live my life. You live your life.
God, you're worshiping that. Yeah. That's a false God.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
You live your life the way I live my life.
Yeah.
And that's what white people did to us.
Came here as missionaries, bro.
Yes. And this is like, that's what white people did to us. They came in, broke the door, and says, like, you, I still have simple problems of, not simple problems, I like stupid shit like a suit. Mm. A suit does not represent productivity, how serious you are, or how responsible you are.
Doesn't directly do that. But you know, like, the perception will be there when you wear one.
Yeah, but like the thing is, it's like, you remember like, and I told this story to the wife. You remember when we were here with Wapi? And then he was like, those are dope shoes. And then you looked at me and you were like, yeah, I know, right? Really cool shoes. And then Wapi was talking about your shoes.
Was he talking about my shoes?
Yeah.
What kind of shoes were they wearing?
I don't know, the brown suede items.
Oh, those.
Yeah.
Them good ones.
Yeah. And then you were looking at my Chucks and saying, those are really cool shoes. And then it was like, no, I'm talking about your shoes.
Uh-huh.
And then he said,
was this on the mic?
No, this was outside.
In the background.
Yeah, in the background. And then he said, it's like Fanatic needs to, I think some term in terms of like grow up or whatever. It's like, how do you show up like wearing? And I'm like,
I'm a creative.
That's what I said.
I remember that.
I'm a fucking creative, bro. It's like, what the fuck am I doing in smart shoes and whatever, whatever? And I'm like, who told you? Like, why are you in a fucking box, bro?
Yeah. Are you bashing Wapi right now?
No, I'm not bashing Wapi.
Shots fired, Wapi. Fanatic's taking shots at you, bro. What you gonna do, bro? You gonna sit there and listen to this shit and just like, you know, take it in?
Come on, bro.
Cartoon loading. Come on.
It's just like, why do we have?
I want beef.
In terms of a standard of how we dress.
Yeah.
It's just like, I understand. It's like, oh yeah, this is a gentleman's brogue. This is whatever or whatever. You know, I get it. But like, why should a race dictate how you dress?
Listen, when did we abandon safari suits in schools? Think about that shit.
Yeah.
That safari shit was a colonial concept. That's how they used to dress back in the day.
Yeah.
They even ditched that shit and we continued wearing them. I think that stopped in 2006. Now think about it. The gap from 1964 to 2006. I think 2005 or 6. That's when that got stopped. Like, no. Let's stop letting our kids wear these safari suits. And if you didn't know what a safari suit was, it was just like these fucking shorts and like this top. Like this top with like big three fucking big ass pockets with short sleeves.
Yeah.
Like, when you go back into, like, the colonial days, like, you could see white people wearing that shit. And we didn't abandon that. Like, even think about, like, the judges that we have here. They still wear the shit that the British people used to fucking do back in the day.
Yeah.
We haven't abolished that shit. We still, and then even the constitution itself, we haven't, like, we haven't even made a proper constitution.
Our own.
Yeah. It still houses some of the elements from there.
Parliament.
Even the fucking coat of arms, bro. When you look at it, like the old, the flag that we had here, it was like, what it looked like, if you haven't seen it before, you should Google it, Northern Rhodesia flag. It's like a blue fucking flag, right? And then like a corner, top left or right corner, if I'm not mistaken, is the flag of Great Britain, right?
Yeah.
And then just around the blue area is that little crescent that we have that now represents the Victoria Falls, which is the white and black, right?
Yeah.
And then at the top, there's an eagle. That eagle was there.
Yeah.
And then all we did now is just like add different elements to it, but it still has the colonial symbols in
there. Yes.
We still have that shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's there. Like, I'm not fucking lying here. You can literally do your research and see what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? So it's like, we haven't completely set ourselves free.
No, we haven't.
You know?
Not even in the least bit, you know, because...
Did I check that shit? Oh, there we go. That's that shit. You saying?
Look, what I'm saying is there are certain things that we need to do, certain places that we need to go mentally, physically, and just detach ourselves from.
Mm-hmm.
And just be, you know, like how people say, like, be an individual. Mm-hmm. Let's be an individual in as far as a race is concerned. What do we like? You know what I mean? Like, this is like, what do we like?
Oh, we love
it. No. This is a suit. This is a smart pants. Fuck that shit. Mm-hmm. What do you like? It's, again, what it is me coming to your house and telling you how I live my life and telling you this is the standard that you have to live to. So if you don't show up to a meeting in a suit, then you're not serious.
Yeah.
So forget the fucking contents. I could be telling you about, oh, this is the new motherfucking Facebook. We could be making billions out of this shit. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. It's like people try and cultivate your mind to think a certain way or to dress a certain way. And this is how you show that you are serious about things. It's like, when's the last time you saw Bill Gates in a suit, bro?
Oh, it's been a minute.
How many times have you seen Bill Gates in our, like, a suit? Like, suit, head to toe, with a tie and everything.
Oh, he's too rich to give a fuck about that shit.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are the people who actually drive the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
This is just like, this fucking designers, the owners of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph Lauren. This is like, what does he wear? How does he show up to meetings? You know what I mean?
We have to say that you have to earn that to a certain degree. Like for you to walk into any meeting as,
you. And what I'm saying is,
your reputation has to precede you.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's like, look, who set the standard to be like?
It's white people.
Oh, if you're going to a meeting with the MD of whatever, you should put on a suit.
It's white
people. Who told you that? Who did, because that then that's because that's a rule, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking rule. So like, who told you that? Point them out. It's like it's the same shit that Joe Budden was talking about. It's like when he was parting ways with Spotify, and then he was saying they were talking about some shit like, oh no, it's like one stream is equal to a certain purchase, or like, you know, a certain number of streams is equal to a purchase of a CD, like an actual CD.
Yeah.
You know, and it's almost, it's like you have to ask the question, who decided that? Who is he? Where is he? What room is he in? Let me have a conversation with him that he decided that one or maybe three streams of a song or of an album equals to one sale of an actual CD. Mm-hmm. Who decided that? Because there's obviously a person who decided that. And that's what I'm saying. So it's like, look, who decided that dressing smart? What is that actual term even? Put on a shirt, put on a tie. There were no ties in fucking Africa, bro. You know what I mean? Like, there were no ties in fucking Africa. There were no brogues. There were no all. This is like, so then you're telling me it's like, dress like a white person to be taken seriously. And this is the standard that we have set as white people. We're not even there in the situation. We're not even there, bro. It could be a fully owned black business, and then you have black people dressing like white men. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I go back to the safari suit concept. I call it that. It's like you just accept that this is what it is. And I guess if you don't fall in line, then you won't receive aid or whatever the fuck it is. You're going to be Zimbabwe if you don't, you know, bow down to the powers that be. You know what I mean? Like, think about it. Like, even our curriculum, like the shit that the kids read in the schools, like, if you really think about the education you got concerning how is there a portion, maybe, I mean, you're older than me, so you tell me if at the time you were studying history and shit, at the time you were studying history, was there any mention of what happened when white people came to our part of Africa? Like, do you know, was there mention of how Zambia got colonized, if you remember? Did you take history, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
Do you remember any portion of it being, oh, this is how the you know, the instruments of power were handed over to the British? Do you remember any of that in there? Did you read anything that had to do with bloodshed? Did you read about how African soldiers were being recruited to fight in the World War? Like, did you read any of that shit? Was that there?
You know, like, probably when I, not. When yeah, yeah. When I think back to it, like, our portion of history is from 1964 coming up.
Yeah. They omitted all that shit.
Yeah.
They just say Zambia got independence 1964 on the 24th of October. And this is how the celebration went. And these are your nationals. In fact, it starts with national symbols. This is what orange means. This is what this means. This is all the man and the woman and the coat of arms. Like, this is what the shit means. Like, oh, this is the national anthem, and that's how it runs. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Enoch Sontonga is the guy that did this shit, whatever. You know that the person that designed the Zambian flag was a white woman. She also designed, I just can't remember what her name is, but she designed the
everything.
The Zambian flag, the everything. Coat of arms, the
emblems
for railways of, like, Zambia. Look, wait,
let me tell you this. It's like, in as far as design is concerned, Africa is one of, like, we have the wackest flags, bro.
I like the South African flag.
Yes!
It's dope.
That's the most creative one. But like everything else,
the one from Botswana is
you trash. You go back to all of this shit.
And the Zimbabwean flag is trash. Look, Malawian flag is
trash. We have trash. All of the same symbols. Yeah. All of the same. Red, black, shiny. Red stands for the shiny. Struggle. The people, the struggle, who died.
Namibian flag is pretty dope, though. I'll say that.
Yeah. But like all of these others that are similar to us, that have similar colors to us. It's pretty much the same shit.
Yeah, black people for black.
Yes.
Red for the struggle. Green for the land. One of the laziest flags has to be the Nigerian flag. Same with the Korean flag.
Red. No, the
Nigerian flag.
Nigerian flag is
green, white, and green.
Green and white and green.
Yeah, there just like two green bars and like one white one in the middle.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh yeah, this is your flag, you fuckers. You know what I mean?
It is what it is.
Yeah. But all in all, like I'm just saying, like, we as black people need to educate ourselves, man. Like we live in an era where this information is there, bruh. There is literally tons of information that you can read that would give you an idea of what the hell went down here in this country before. I mean, like, forget the textbooks. Like, you learned that shit. And for some reason, I mean, like, you go to school. They tell you, in school, you believe everything you learn.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the truth. That's what happened. You know what I mean? But it's not, that's not the whole truth. There's part truths in there. That's the
thing. You know, like, for me, I would like to hear more stories.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear about Simon Mwansakapwepwe.
Nah, they won't give you that history. They won't give you the history of the freedom fighters.
Because it's like, too much
shit that they know.
No. And for me, it's about if you are an independent movie maker.
Mm.
And I was actually telling this to
the wife.
Yeah.
You've said I was that like, a
look.
Times.
No.
Yeah.
It's like. Autobiography, whatever.
Mm.
Kanye is still alive.
Yeah.
Who wrote a book on him?
There's been a few books.
Yeah, he's got a few books, right? But like, can you have a conversation and have a movie made about him? How many Mandela movies are out there?
And Kenneth
Kaunda, how many Mandela movies are out there?
That's true. Kenneth Kaunda is actually greater than Mandela.
Yes.
That's a fact. It's not shade or anything. It's a fact.
And it's just like, look.
We helped them do their shit,
we helped them do their shit. When Nelson Mandela got free Julius and whatever.
Nyerere. If you talk about like Julius Nyerere, yeah. People talk about him or like Lumumba, Patrice Lumumba. Like, it all goes down to the Godfather, and that's Dr. People. Kenneth Kaunda. Listen,
and we can have a different conversation about some of the things that happened here in the Z, whatever. But like, as far as trying to liberate a whole region, you have to acknowledge it. You know what I mean? And I was saying that. It's like, look, there has to be. And because I'm in the same building with Kazadi Films and whatever. And I was like, this is a dope idea. Maybe they could pursue that.
They should.
Just to be unique. And then the other one was like, oh, you know, like a Great Kalu movie would be dope.
Fuck, that would be fucking dope, bro.
Like, it could be legit his whole life or whatever. And then if you don't want to go through all of that, mm-hmm. you could just legit do a after the national team died.
Yeah, there's
and then you pick it up from there.
There's a photo of him at the gravesite, and he's looking at all his homies dead, and it is one of the most striking images I've ever seen, bro.
Yeah,
like that was the thing.
It's like, I haven't even talked to David about this. I wanted to talk to him. It's like, yo, if you're looking for some original content, because Kalu is still about.
But if David isn't that's not his forte? That's not what he feels is a big thing.
It's about what sells, bro. It's about ourselves.
Yeah.
And then Great Kalu, it's like, people will tell you this all the time. PZ went to England a few months ago and whatever. Like, he was in Ingi, chilling and whatever.
He went to Anfield.
Went to Anfield and whatever. And he would say, it's like, every time we went to a place, like, the bosses would get there and be like, oh, who are you? Oh, I'm so-and-so. Where are you from? It's like, oh, no, I'm from Zambia. Oh, Kalusha.
Yeah.
How is Kalusha? You know what I mean? Like, they know him.
I'd milk the shit out of that. I'd be like, he's my fucking brother.
Like, Kalusha Pwanye is a fucking legend. He's a fucking
icon, bro.
He's an icon.
Yeah.
And as far as football is concerned,
he's an icon,
on the
bro.
African continent, he's an icon.
World over, bro.
World over.
He played in Belgium, or was it the Netherlands? Netherlands.
He played in Belgium, played in
Netherlands. In Mexico. Like, when you go to Mexico, you can get some ass because you are Kalusha's cousin, bro.
And then he was also, like, bro, like, I've seen this body accent speaking Spanish.
Yeah. That's how he was getting
that. He coached that side, you know? And I'm like, this man is such a legend and all of that.
Yeah.
So, sit down with him, have a conversation, and make a movie where you can actually consult him. Denzel Washington, when he was making that that Blue Magic, whatever movie, The Bali was right there. Like, the guy he was portraying was like, yo, he would go back to him. He's like, is this what happened?
Yeah, that's hard.
Did I execute it right? He's like, yeah, you did. This is exactly what happened.
Are you going to tell Denzel, nah, you didn't do right, bro?
No, but like, if it's based on your life.
I feel like the cadence was all okay, bro.
If it's
like,
based on your life, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. It's like, oh no, there was actually one other guy and one other guy, whatever. You know, so you would sit it up, and it's Disney Washington. So if he has to tell the director, like, yo, you need to add one other person or one other person this side, well, so it's like, if in the movie, the Blue Magic, whatever, it's like, oh, I shot a person dead in the street. Boom! In the fucking face. And then I walked over and went to sit down. American gangster went to sit down and continued to have a meal.
Yo, that was some, oh, that was hard, bro.
And that's baseless, like, that, and hard. People don't realize that shit is based off of real life movie. You know what I mean? Like, it's a real life person. You know.
Jay-Z made a whole album about it.
Yeah. And then the only reason why, even Denzel was like, yo, because apparently the way it ended, the original script ended with just, you know, shit going down and whatever. So Denzel was like, nah, I'm going to take this movie role, but like, you have to show everything. You have to show the fact that this nigga went to jail, this nigga cooperated with the law.
To not glamorize it, right?
The shit.
Yeah.
So, and then they were like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Since it's Denzel. you know what I mean?
Denzel gets what he wants.
Yeah, Denzel gets what he wants, man.
Okay. Let's get down to some current shit. There's a guy who killed his girlfriend. So let's give the backstory before we break it down.
Yeah.
Right? So, this is a guy who was in nursing school, and the girl was in nursing school as well.
True.
In the central province of Zambia. And what we gather from everything is they were in love, I guess, at a certain point, deeply in love and shit. And then I guess the girl fell out of love with him and liked the guy. His name was Patrick, whatever the fuck. And she was ready to leave this guy and be with this other dude.
Yeah.
But her current guy was attached because, you know, they made a covenant or whatever. He put a ring on her finger and said, a promise ring, I guess. Like, yo, we're going to be together for forever, I guess. And he just couldn't accept the fact that she didn't love him anymore. Mm. Now, there's an audio that was leaked online that has this guy explaining the situation. And this is after he had killed the girl. So after she told him, you know, let's break up, whatever, he killed her.
I don't want you. I don't want to be with you.
Yeah, I don't want to be with you no more. So he kills her and then he kills himself. But before he did that, he had a conversation with somebody he was close to. And he kind of explains what went down. It's like, oh, yeah, she told me this. We went to a forest and then we had sex. And then after we had sex, she told me all this shit that I didn't want to hear. And then I strangled her to death and I hit her with a tree trunk or whatever the fuck it is. I killed her. And now I'm about to kill myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my phone is on. Whoever's going to pick me up, they're going to find my phone, whatever. And they'll make it whatever phone calls and shit.
Yeah.
So that's the gist of the story. So a crime of passion. I remember having this conversation on radio. And I was like, this is one of the worst things that could ever happen to the people who are survived by, the lady that was murdered by this guy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you kind of feel powerless. Like there's no justice for you because this guy did what he did. And then he went ahead and killed
himself.
Yeah, he killed himself after he murders her and then he kills himself in the process, like commits suicide. So that puts you in a position of anguish and frustration because you're like, man, I really wish, he was here so we could actually deal with him appropriately. But he's gone and there's nothing you can do. You can't charge anyone else because the person that committed the crime took their own life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now this opens up the conversation of mental health. Mm-hmm. And also the dynamics of relationships mm-hmm. in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
What would drive a person to go to that extent just because the person you are with doesn't want you anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on in your mind that's driving you so crazy? And like you're so angry that you will take their life. Like we hear the phrase of, if I can't have you, nobody will. And I assume that's how this guy felt. Like how the fuck does a person get to that point in their lives where it's like, this is what it is. Like,
I don't get it.
You know.
I don't get it and I've never gotten it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Never, ever, 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 ever have I gotten it. Because.
Why is that? Why have you never gotten there? When you really think about it.
No. It's just. There are certain things that. Not to sound holier than thou, or I'm like a bigger person, or whatever it is. Like, it's just, there are certain things that I will not beg for. I will not beg for affection. I will not beg for, I will reach a limit. I'm very tolerant and all of that. You know what I mean? I'm even more tolerant than a normal human being, you would say. But like, when I reach my limit, there's mm-hmm. no going back. You can't backpedal from that shit. So, in a situation like this, I look at it and I'm like, and I want to say mental health and whatever, but like, at the same time, I just want to say it's like, you're a fucking trash nigga.
Mm-hmm. Coward, bro.
You're a fucking coward.
Mm-hmm.
Someone doesn't want you anymore. It's not the end of the fucking world. It's not, this is promise ring. What the fuck is a promise ring? What the fuck is covenant? And I've said this before. And look, people try and make it look like, oh no, we made a covenant. What the fuck? fuck is a covenant? You could have shared blood and whatever. That only counts. I don't even know where it counts. But like, it's a decision that you make. You could have shared blood with the person and be like, yo, hey, this is us. This is what we do. Cool. But like, what? And I've said this before. So it's like, for me, I believe marriage is great. Marriage is awesome and whatever. But if you're dating someone, right?
Mm.
You're dating someone. And you make a decision like, this is the chick I want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
You could legitimately say, I will never marry them, but you could, that could be your girlfriend for the rest of your life. And it's still as serious as a marriage. People think this is like some magical shit that goes on when you get married. It's like, yes, it's, you get a document from the government.
Oh, you
and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Legit, that's it. If you are a fucking whore,
you're gonna be a whore.
You're gonna be a whore. If you're fucking 10 billion chicks, this chick has got 10 billion fucking sugar daddies. That's what it will just continue. Now you just have a paper that says whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a decision that you have to make personally. So with all of this shit, this guy and whatever, I was so upset. And as a guy who's got two daughters, bro,
mm-hmm.
I really felt the way. The whole bullshit about him having a conversation with her and going into the forest and going deeper into the forest, I don't think they were having a conversation. I think this nigga fucking raped her.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a chick doesn't want you, because I listened to the voice note, she was like, no. She's like, yeah, she doesn't want me, she doesn't want me, she doesn't want me. But she's like, let me have your baby. What the fuck are you talking about, you fucking idiot?
Yeah. I've been in a situation where a woman didn't want to be with me anymore. And I remember the frustration that came with that. It was a situation where it's like, I've been a dog. This was my early years, a serious dog at the time.
rough.
Oh,
woof, woof.
Rufus, my friend. Leo. I was Leo, bro. Shout out to Honey.
What up, Honey?
Yo, Honey, let Leo fuck, okay? He's trying to fuck, you know what I mean?
And shit. I've been telling her that shit. Like, yo. It's like, why is he so uptight?
He needs to bust a nut, okay?
He needs to bust a nut.
If a human being can't stay 3 days, what do you think is going to happen to a dog?
Yeah, there you go.
So, it was that kind of, it's that kind of dynamic in a relationship where you've been a dog for a while. The person that you're with sees the good in you and they know you can do better. So they stay with you because of that.
Yeah.
And then they reach a point where they can't do that shit anymore. They're tired.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when they voice it out, you as the guy who's been the one that's been causing shit goes, oh, fuck, I'm about to lose a good thing. Because a lot, guys know when they're fucking up and they know they're with a good chick and they need to treat the chick better, right? That's a fact.
Yeah.
You know it. That's why you're with her anyway.
Yeah.
Because she's the opposite of what you are in most cases. In other cases, it's different dynamics, right? So this lady I'm seeing goes, nah, I'm done. I'm like, nah, listen, I'm going to change. We can go through couples therapy if we need to. Like, I'm ready to, like, you know, just be a straightforward dude for you and shit, you know? But she was just like, nah, shit's not working. I think I've given you so many chances. This shit just, I'm just over it. You know what I mean? And when I really think of what the guy said in the voice note, when a woman is done with you, bruh, like, You could have the sweetest fucking sweet potato fucking dick in the world and shit. She ain't gonna wanna fuck with you, bruh.
Yeah.
Because for women, I don't know what it is, but it's like, for them, everything just has to be balanced for them to lay down with you. I know there's some dirty dog chicks out there who are just ready to just do shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like a well-balanced woman wants to especially if you're like, you know, in a relationship, especially when you're in a relationship. Like, if you fuck up, you ain't getting no ass, bro.
Oh, yeah, no, facts. Facts.
The most petty shit, you ain't getting no ass.
Yeah.
Until y'all, like, come together and you know, you talk to her nicely and shit, whatever.
For real.
And she's convinced that, yeah, like, now we're in a good place. Then you can get some ass.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how does a woman who is done with your crazy ass want to fuck you and say, yeah, like, give me a baby? Especially when he said the baby thing, I'm like, fuck out of here, bro. Like, if a woman doesn't like you anymore, like, the baby is the last thing she wants to have with you, bro. That's the worst thing that can ever happen.
That's a lie.
It's like, get the fuck out of here. It's like you're about to kill yourself and you're lying. Like, you've already committed a crime that has cowardice, like, written all over it. And you can't even just admit that you did this shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro, we're adults. We know you dragged her down there and you know, you did the worst. You were driven by rage. You raped her because you're like, I'm about to kill her. I might as well get a last, you know, get a nut or whatever. Crazy shit. And then I'm gonna kill her. That was premeditated.
It was premeditated.
It's murder, bro. Like,
it was premeditated.
You know? You just didn't kill her. Yeah. You fucking...
That was premeditated murder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is like... So, like, that whole shit, like, it was, you know, in the heat of the moment. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It wasn't in the heat of the moment at all.
No. I don't believe it.
To a certain extent, I kind of believe, like, he probably killed her and then probably fucked her after that.
I've heard some stories of that shit.
Yeah. People do that shit all the time. Watch ID. No shit. You know what I mean?
Like, I never really thought of that aspect, but that's a possibility.
He probably did. Because she would have fought him, bro. Like.
Yeah. And I guess that's where,
like,
the rage
came. We saw the pictures. It's like, how did she get that naked?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not voluntary. It's like someone who doesn't want to be with you says, it's like, let's have sex. Possibly I'll have your child.
Fuck out of here.
But I'm with somebody else.
It's the worst.
Really? Really? Ever. It's like, how does that happen?
Worst coward ever.
Listen,
bro.
It's like,
you're going to lie when you're about to
kill yourself, bro. Just be honest about some shit. It's because you're dipping, bro.
Yeah.
Be honest. Leave with a free conscience. And you're leaving with a mind that says, I did this, and this is me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Man, like, just think about that, nigga. Just think about, like, that, like, the frustration.
Like, bro, like, the frustration of a parent, bro. Like, that chick was, what, 21?
I'm not sure what her age was, but
I think she was 21. He was way older than her and all of that shit. But the frustration of the parent is like, I sent my kid to school. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
She's learning. That's all. I just want her to learn and be at school.
Yeah.
That's all I want. Now you have to be received with this news. And then it's not just she died in a car crash. She died in whatever. It's like someone actually killed her.
Yeah.
And then killed himself. Now, everybody who comes to the funeral is like, yo, that, remember that funeral? That, yeah, on social media. Yeah. That's the one we're going to.
Now, you know what? You know what I really think where this shit actually stems from? And I might be wrong, but I think this is a guy who, when you look at the images, he wasn't that good looking. Girl was very good looking. And so it's like, man, I just scored a fine ass chick. she actually likes me. So you probably have never been that close with a woman like that, bro. Like, that's like the woman of your dreams. You know what I mean? Like, always wanted a woman like this. Probably, like, pursued her for months on end. Turn your ass down for, like, you know, it's like, hey, get the fuck out of here. I don't like you. And then you finally score her. What happens when you're desperate? You do whatever you can to secure what's there. You know what I mean? So that's where all this promise ring shit comes in. Doesn't sound like it was her idea. Sounds like you came up with that shit to tie her down so she doesn't stray away or whatever the fuck.
And that's the thing. You know, like, for me, people took us as a man anyway. I don't know. I don't know about everybody or whatever. You know, like, we talk about all of these differences in terms of men, what women hear, what men hear, whatever. You know, it's like, as a man, you don't cry. As a man, you don't do this. There's one thing I was never, ever insecure about. Mm. There are certain things that I'm not insecure about. To this day, I've never, ever, 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 ever been insecure about. Is looks, height, shiny, you know what I mean? Oh, big nose, small nose, big lips, small lips, whatever. I've never been insecure about that shit. I got to a certain point where I was like, I think this is me. I've arrived. Grade 11, grade 12, and I'm like,
That's what it is. Everybody around me is taller than me.
It's taller than
me. I ain't going to make the basketball team.
I'm not going to make the basketball team. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been told so many times about, oh, no. Like, if you're short, you are angry, you have anger problems, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I've never been that guy, ever.
Yeah, to your credit, like, I think we've had this conversation. You are the tallest short guy ever.
Yeah.
Because I've had friends who are, like, short and very insecure about it. Like, it's a thing that bothers them serious. Like, but it's a thing, serious fucking concern. But
the thing is, it's almost like, it's like the only reason you're insecure is because you don't have anything else to bring to the table.
That's true.
Because you can't just be like, it's like, hi, baby girl, I'm tall.
I am 6'9", and I can 6'9" you, baby.
What's the dollar rate? I don't know.
It's probably 15, the last time I checked. Shit, nigga, that was 3 years ago.
What is whatever? Like, let's have a conversation. And I'm like, I don't know. But, like, I'm tall.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, come on now. Like, we're human beings. We move, we engage on certain things.
Bro, I was saying that to someone, right? I remember there's certain feminists that annoy me. And don't forget your train of thought. I don't want you to forget that. Well. There's certain feminists that annoy me, right? There was a conversation I was having with somebody who's a feminist, right? And they were talking about how the conversation was, there's this lady, she's very beautiful, and she just graduated with a master's or whatever. So I go, beauty with brains, like, she's just not a pretty face, right? And then I think the person got triggered, right? It was like, oh, are you saying that a woman who's just pretty doesn't have any value? I'm like, no, that's not what I'm saying, right? Like, every person has to add value to themselves, bruh. Like, it's just a fact.
Facts.
Because we all lack in certain areas. Yes. And so if you're not that good looking, like, spend 2 hours in the bathroom if you have to, and choose your best clothes and shoes and walk out the house with your head held high, somebody's going to look at you and go, fucking hell, that's the guy. You know what I mean? Or that's the woman. Like, I know some not so attractive women who have such great personalities. Like, you meet them, first of all, they smell good, dress well and shit. You're like, fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, it's just like, look, it's about, and that's the thing. People try and make it look like it's like, oh no, like, yeah, we all like nice looking things. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. From human beings to phones to whatever, we all like nice looking things. But at the end of the day, it's not just about a nice looking thing. It's about what brings value to your life. Yeah. You know what I mean? So if someone else, and I've heard this, and people say, no, I'm way prettier than his ex. It's like, way prettier than his current. Yes.
You don't know what she brings to the table. There was a reason
why he decided to be like, yo, yeah, I'ma stay here.
Yeah.
You're prettier, yeah, but like, she brings more value to the table.
Yeah.
She's more of my rhythm. She's funnier. She's wittier. She's more forward thinking. You know what I mean? This is like, look, let's stop. Number one, we have to stop looking at women as trophies. They're not trophies. Mm-hmm. They're human beings, and they are individuals, and they are progressive thinkers. So you can't just be like, oh no, I'm prettier. Fuck out of here with your prettiness, man.
Yeah.
Go get your likes on Instagram.
Yeah.
But let me make a future with somebody who actually is doing the shit.
Yeah. You know?
And that's what it's all about. I've never been the type of person. It's like, and to a certain extent, we're talking about this whole light skin, dark skin, da 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 da. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm cool with. I'm not colorist or whatever. But I'm at a point.
Why
where,
did that take so long for you to continue? No. So
it's like, I'm at a point where I don't want to just be like, oh my gosh, so beautiful.
Yeah. Now, I think when you grow older, I think you're looking for more, right? I'll tell you this.
Mm. Fact. I had a crush on Salma.
Salma Sky?
Salma Sky. Mm-hmm. For the longest time. Before she was even with you. Mm-hmm. For the longest time. Just facially. Just, boom. Ooh, she posted a picture. I like it. I love it. I had a crush. Mm-hmm. Met her. That's so good. Lukundo and them, we chilled for.
Pretending like you didn't know who she was.
No.
Like the fanatic that you are.
Da, 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 da. And then it was one of those things where I was just like, she's pretty.
Yeah.
But like, I got used to her prettiness very quickly.
So now you wanted more, right?
I wasn't in awe after. You know what I mean? Mm. But like, what got me about Salma, what still gets me about Salma, is how friendly she is.
Mm.
She's a very, like, you could walk up to Salma and she's the friendliest person ever. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I got used to her beauty very quickly. Very quickly.
Did you try to holler?
No.
Oh, come on, fanatic. Let's be honest here.
No, for real.
You know, you meet her, it's so good. You probably had a little moment to say something. You cannot tell me.
I was not trying to
say. Okay. Did you just say, Salma, you're beautiful?
No, I didn't.
Did you say, I like your complexion? You got a godly complexion.
No. I greeted her. And listen.
Fanatic, fuck out of here. You probably hollered at her. Used the line in like a LL Cool J track.
And that's the thing. So it's like, look.
Really? You never said anything.
I'm not that
guy.
So
if she listens to this episode, she'll be the first time she ever knew Fanatic had a crush.
Yes. No, that's fact. Had a crush back in the day.
Fuck out of here, bro. You really didn't say shit.
I didn't say shit. At all. And then when I met her,
was it the friendliness that got you out of that zone? But you're like, nah. Did you get friend zone? Am I hearing friend zoning here?
No. What happens? You know, when you have a crush on someone.
The name of this episode is Fanatic Got Friend Zoned by Salma.
No, listen. when you get to, there's certain people that you have a crush on.
Mm.
It's not like you're trying to get with them or whatever. It's just like, oh, you're beautiful, you whatever, I appreciate you.
Are you talking about the old school crush?
Yes.
Or the new school crush, bruv?
Old school crush.
Because the old school crush was, I'ma holler at you, bruh. Like, I'ma find a way to talk to you and tell you how I goddamn feel, bruv.
No, not
that's the old school shit, and that's what I remember, okay? Like, that's what we used to do back in the day. You like a chick, you walk up to her. You don't go to her DMs, bruv. Like, you go, hey, this is how I goddamn feel, okay? How are you feeling about this shit? Then she tell you, hey, come back in like 2-3 fucking days. And then, yeah, y'all come talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, whether you're going to be the one that, you know, actually gets there and shit or not. And clearly in this case, my brother here won't admit it. But I think the official word can officially be put out that Fanatic got friend-zoned by Salma Sky. Salma, because the sky is associated with TiVo pipes.
No, but like the thing is, it's like, look. There are certain
Listen, Fanatic, agree with me. Back in the day, if you had a crush on someone, you walked up to them and said, I like you. And in most cases, you probably would see each other every day. You know the chick likes you, and she knows you like her. And then you just go talk to her and be like, hey, man, I'm trying to get with you.
No.
And then she agrees or not.
Back in the day, which back in the day are you talking about? Your back in the day, my back in the day.
Which year was this shit, bruh?
I don't even remember, bro.
You do goddamn remember. You remember every crush you ever had.
When did Cash Row drop his album?
Cash Row had an album?
Yes.
Nah, what was the biggest song from that album? You can't remember.
The biggest song from that was Legendary.
Love Cash Row.
Legendary.
Man. What song?
Legendary.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Okay. I probably will remember that song if you play it.
5'9". Not 5'9".
5'4".
5'4". K Fuller. Sober.
I think I'll probably recognize the song when I hear it. Probably. I think so.
Dead.
But we both know the old school prince. Shit that I'm talking about.
I'm Fanatic. Like Jaffy Joffa.
Moving on from this track by Cash Row.
Yeah.
You had a crush on Salma and you never said shit. Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why didn't you say shit?
What do you mean, why, bro?
She was there. You could have said something.
No, but like, listen, Chromes, and I don't know. And there's the thing. It's like with you in your head, it's like, oh, crush. Now I have to say something. It's like, I can appreciate you, your beauty, and all of that, and not try to holler. I'm not trying to holler at someone.
Give me a there's current a whole, crush that you have.
There's
that
a whole never bunch of chicks.
Actually, that I've you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Posted up and then said it's like WCW, and I'm not trying to get with them like that.
Like who?
Like Ludo.
I don't think you have the same kind of crush for Ludo that you had for Salma.
But like it was the same thing. It's like, look, I'm a fan. No, like, listen, I'm a fan and I support your things. It's like, yeah, you're good looking and all of that. But I'm trying to get with you.
I'm in love with your complexion and your intellect.
No, I'm not trying to get with you like that. Have you never had those moments?
Have I ever had a crush on a woman and I didn't want to get with her? No.
Really?
Yes.
Bruh.
Every girl I've ever had a crush on, Crush rhymes
that's
with
the thing.
Smash.
It's like for me. It's like, okay. That's why I'm comfortable telling the wife, like, I have a crush on True Mahogany.
Fuck out of here. It's not a real fucking crush. Those are fucking Instagram models that you know you're never gonna fucking meet.
No, but like, this is like,
and she's comfortable to hear that because she knows you're never gonna meet those niggas anyway.
Like, the wife tells us, like, oh, I like J Rocks.
Yeah, but she knows.
My husband, my boyfriend. She says that.
It's fucking playful, bro. And I'm not even talking about this era that you're in now where you're married. I'm talking about that time, bro. I'm talking about that time, okay? You tell me the year when you had this crush. Did we have Facebook when you had this crush?
Yes. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, was High Five?
Crush where?
Were people using High Five or Facebook at the time?
I've never been on High Five. Ever.
What the fuck? You never used a glitter fucking shit?
Ever. I've never been on High Five.
Really?
Whatever. Never.
MiG 33?
No.
To go?
No.
Oh,
my young brother
was. There's a little stutter there, bro.
No. My young brother was mix on it. That to go shan. No,
mix it.
No.
What the fuck, bro? Are you serious? You never use that shit.
I swear to you.
Even the WAP trick chat rooms, you never use that shit.
WAP what?
WAP trick, where we used to like download porn and shit. No, not porn. Music.
What? Porn
music.
WAP trick is.
You don't remember what WAP trick was?
I don't know what WAP trick is.
You're fucking serious.
I'm serious. Swear to God.
Yo, fanatic, get the fuck out here, man.
I swear to God.
I didn't leave home to come fucking lie here on this goddamn podcast,
I'm
bro.
Telling you, bro. It's like, I don't know what it's like.
You fucking serious?
WAP what?
Oh my God. This is the last episode we're fucking recording because this nigga is lying, bro. Everyone knew what WAP trick was. Where were you downloading your music back in the day? When the internet had the free music, where were you downloading your music from? When internet was expensive to have, data was fucking expensive, you had to use your fucking airtime.
What do you mean? How long ago is this?
I'm talking 2005, 6, 7, 8.
2005,
6. You didn't have a Sony Ericsson or like...
No.
A Nokia?
No.
The fuck were you using?
I was offline, bro. I was drinking like a motherfucker.
So how were you linking up with the guys you were drinking with?
I was sending them text messages.
How were you sending them text messages without a phone?
Text messages na phone.
What fucking phone were you using
actual,
in 2005 or 06?
I don't know. It was probably like something.
You never had the Carter 3 on your phone?
No.
Or any DJ Khaled song or Rick Ross song?
No.
T-Pain song?
No. The fuck are you talking about, bro?
Yo, fanatic, stop fucking lying, bro.
I'm not lying.
Are you serious, bro? You never did this shit, bro. You never downloaded shit from Napster?
No.
When did you discover YouTube?
YouTube
this
a
is a fucking
ago.
Crazy fucking shit, bro. You fucking serious?
No, but like I discovered YouTube a long time ago, but like...
When? When did you... When? What's your earliest memory of fucking YouTube, bro?
I don't
bro?
Know.
Was this your poor era? When YouTube was coming out? Were you chowing veggies every day? Is that what it was?
What was this 2000 what?
YouTube probably came out 2006, 2007, I don't know, somewhere there. Maybe a little later, but somewhere there. Like, that was the era. Look, I don't have the accurate date, but, like, that was the time when
was
shit
awful.
Was going on.
It was awful.
Was that, like, the poor days?
Yeah.
So you were poor at that time?
Yes.
I was poor at that time, too. But
I don't have, like, legit, I have two pictures from the time I was in grade 9 and no pictures after that until I started working.
Wow. Sorry. Didn't realize that shit was that fucking wild that you didn't know what
fucking
YouTube
was. It was fucking wild. I had no idea. It's like those days.
Did you have a TV?
Yeah.
Electricity?
Yeah. Most days. Most days. I laugh. You know, you know how people like kind of judge you because of how you speak? Have you ever been in that position where people judge
course.
You because
of course. How they're you just speak? Like, were you in just the United because, States oh and whatever? Gosh. Never went there.
I've talked to people who are like, are you Zambian? Like, yeah.
So
like,
who was a homie in the hood that influenced your the way you speak then? Because if you didn't know what the fuck was going on online, how the hell did you get to this fucking place?
No, I think you know? legit it was.
I was poor too, but still was able, knew what fuck YouTube was and what WAP Trick was. Like, we download music and shit, bruh.
Yeah.
How the fuck did you not know this shit? When Young Jock was popping and, you know, he had the biggest ringtone song with the going down thing and shit. Like,
imagine. That whole thingy era. Ringtone era.
Yes. The ringtone era. You never enjoyed that era.
No. That was garbage.
That was hard, bro.
That was garbage.
I couldn't believe that you could listen to music through a phone.
That was garbage. Hated that era.
Really?
Ringtone rappers?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, man.
Well, they made a lot of rap.
Like, I was a purist.
But you still knew who the fuck Soulja Boy was. Yeah, that's how big the ringtones were.
Hated that shit. Hated
you
that shit.
Hate Young Jock too? I think I've seen you lean to like, it's going down, bro.
It's like, there's certain tracks. You know what I mean?
So, Soulja Boy comes in, crank that, you're not cranking that.
Fuck that shit. Fuck Soulja Boy. Facts.
Really? Turn My Swag On comes on, you're not nodding your head, bro.
I'm not.
Really? Kiss Me Through the Phone? Nah.
Fuck that shit.
Really?
Fuck that shit.
I'm going to take a video of you doing that shit, bro.
No. Fuck that
shit. I'm the police, bro.
Yeah.
Forensics, I'ma get in that shit, bro.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro. Fuck, man. I'm not doing
damn,
that shit.
Okay. I did not know that, bro. Shit.
Yeah.
What area were you in? Kawata or like PHI and shit? Like, what was it?
I was in Kamala. So what
was, and Kamala was just like becoming a place for real at the time.
So like I would come from Kamala and I would come out. Legit, I would come to hang out where I stay now.
Really?
Yeah.
At the flat?
At the flat.
Hmm.
There was a big tree. The big tree.
That tree is old. That should be like an artifact.
There's even an old one. So like, we used to hang out there all the time, bro. Like, all the time.
All the goddamn time.
It was fun, man.
All right, well, you learn something new about your friends every day.
Every day, nigga.
It is what it is. Let's quickly get into the Pilato song. So Pilato put out a song. It's called Chakorwa Mushanti, which basically means a junkie in... can we call Chakorwa a junkie?
Is that... Yeah,
a junkie. I feel like junkie is a little heavy, but it's close. And a shanti, like shanti is a word in English, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, like a shanti compound or like a shanti area, which is a peri-urban area that is shitty. And when you listen to the song, you hear references to the current president and the late president, and it's set around the Coward of the County song by, I think it was Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
So he flips it to be like, allegedly flips it to be Eddie. There's a character called Eddie that is allegedly the president of Zambia, whose name is Edgar Chagwalungu. Yeah. And Michael, who is the late President Michael Sata, and there's a whole lot of references when it comes to corruption and all of these things. What do you make of the song? We will listen to it. What's your mind at with that?
I don't know. I like it.
You like the song?
I like the song.
I actually don't like the song.
Boop, boop, boop.
I actually don't like the song. And I don't like it. I don't like the song just because I feel like the production value of it is pretty cheap. It sounds cheap. Like, it really does. I get it. There's the lyrical element and whatever, but it really does sound cheap. Like, you could tell whoever was mixing the vocals didn't really care about the EQs and like, shit. They just put it out. Like, because they knew people were going to react.
Yes. But, like, what are you expecting?
I'm expecting an artist like him.
Higher standard.
Yes, actually. Fuck that shit. Actually,
really?
I am.
Really?
Yes, I am. No. And Pilato has been dropping substandard music for a while. I get it. There's some sort of message you're trying to send to people and to whoever it is that you're targeting. But at the end of the day, the quality of what you drop, like, it still should stand. It is a shitty track. It is. Like,
yeah, but like Pilato doesn't...
It's ass. Listen, you know what I mean? Ass gas.
Listen. I don't have a standard in terms of, like, Pilato in music at this particular point. Not at all. Not at all.
Why?
What do you mean, why, bro?
Listen, when
he's trying to get reactions. That's the only basis for the shit. He's trying to get reactions. He's not trying to make sure.
Are we saying that Pilato can do that with actually adding proper quality to his shit?
What I'm saying is, he's not like, oh, this is me. This is what I'm doing. This is what, you know. That's not happening.
Look, I mean, I guess he knows the song won't get airplay, but it will still circulate. You know what I mean? And for me, yes. And I'm sorry, like, I'm just a little bothered by it.
It will circulate in the same form.
I'm still kind of bothered because we're listening to it on proper speakers, and I'm like, man, like you can't even, some of the lines weren't even fit properly. You could tell he was just like scrambling this shit on the fucking piece of paper. Like,
yeah.
Nah, like, I feel like respect my ears as a consumer. Like, you're trying to get me to think.
But you're the smart consumer, Crows.
And I guess I'm listening to it from that perspective.
Yes.
And my perspective is this is an artist.
At the end of the day, like,
you know,
what he's trying to do right now is, bro, it's one of those things where you just listen to it and you're like, oh, yeah, that's Kenny Rogers' song.
Yeah.
And then even that alone is... whatever. To be if you can remember a Kenny Rogers song, you're in a certain bracket already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm just like, whatever, man.
I guess it is what it is. You know what I mean?
It is what it
is. All right, man. We'll end here. Thanks a lot for listening to the podcast.
Ciao, boys.
This is probably one of the shortest episodes we've dropped.
I don't even know how
many. As crazy as it sounds.
I don't even know how many hours we've been recording.
This is like an hour 30 something minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but we'll wrap it up here. We'll have more. I mean, we've given more than enough content this week. There's an episode we lost. Somebody deleted a file, and that's where the episode 63 was, and that's gone. So this is your episode 63, a new one. You know what I mean? So yeah, it is what it is. I mean, we talked about Steven Yarenda in the other episode where he was crying in front of traders and shit. And some of the things we said were like, yo, bro, like, if I was a trader on the side of the road, I'm not trying to see niggas cry. I want you to buy shit, bruv. Like, I don't care about your tears. Just the cameraman is here, bro. Like, fuck out of here.
Do the thing.
Yeah, do the goddamn thing. You know what I mean? All right, so make sure you subscribe, leave a comment, and a review as well. And, yeah, we'll catch you on the next episode.
Peace.